Now that we know that all 29 of the missing miners died in the Upper Big Branch mine explosion, the question now is what happens to the people who are left, especially the families of the dead. Gerald Stern is a lawyer with a lot of experience, successful experience, suing coal companies. He brought suit after 15 men were killed in 1976 in the Scotia mine in Kentucky, and after the 1972 Buffalo Creek disaster, which was also in West Virginia. 125 people died there. Jerry Stern wrote a book about Buffalo Creek. He's taught law school classes about that survivor lawsuit. We asked him to come in and talk to us about what's likely to follow the Big Branch mine explosion. Jerry Stern, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Linda.
What normally happens after something like this? What would you expect will happen around the families and the community where this most recent explosion occurred?
Well, there'll be lawyers coming to see them, both from the coal company and from those who would like to represent the families. The coal company lawyers will be there trying to get releases from any liability that the families might have. In exchange, they'll be saying to the families, you have these workman's compensation payments that you'll be receiving, and they may offer them an additional amount of money to get the release. Then you'll have lawyers coming to try and represent the people, to bring lawsuits for them. That happens after every disaster.
Do you think they have a case?
Absolutely, I think they have a case. This particular coal company, Massey Energy, was sued just 3 or 4 years ago after they had a fire in one of their mines that killed two men. And despite the West Virginia Workman's Compensation Statute that immunized the employer there, which happened to be a subsidiary of Massey, a lawsuit was brought against Massey itself, and there are other ways in which you can get around the workman's comp statute. So I think there will be lawsuits. I think there should be lawsuits.
Well, now, after every disaster that's happened in recent times, there have been efforts to make mines more safe. There's been a fairly substantial period of time since the last mine disaster that's involved a lot of deaths. Do you think mines are safer? Are people paying more attention, the coal companies paying more attention to how these mines work?
I think the answer is they're trying in some cases. But I've always said to people, you don't find anybody becoming president of a coal company who came up through the safety side of the industry. You come up through the production side. That incentive to focus on production and not to reward those who say, I need to close the mine for a day or two to improve the ventilation or to make sure the mine is safe, that is the problem here. And no legislation is going to change that. The only thing that's going to change that is if eventually the coal companies realize it is more expensive to operate an unsafe mine than it is to operate safely.
Jerry Stern is the author of The Buffalo Creek Disaster, How the Survivors of One of the Worst Disasters in Coal Mining History Bought Suit Against the Coal Company and Won. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.